Okay, we're recording. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Coach's Corner. Tim is not with us. Moment of silence. He is on vacation. So it is just the three of us today.
All right, who wants to start?
Marina.
Okay, so got a question. Don't know who asked this question. Very peculiar question. Why do men have nipples? I wanna hear the people in the chat sound off.
Radio silence.
Radio silence. No one knows the answer. No one knows the answer. All right, who actually has the first question?
You go first. Or how many do you have? How many questions did you get?
Me?
Yeah.
Zero.
Hey, Gio, why do men have nipples? Marina just asked it, but nobody knows. Okay. Matt, how many do you have?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Damn. All right, you go first.
A lot of those are this or that.
Let's do it.
So we'll roll through this or that. All right, leg day or back day?
Legs.
Legs. Even though I hate legs, but I don't like to do back.
Back because it's my worst body part. Hibachi or sushi?
Sushi.
Hibachi.
Cake or cookies?
Cake.
Cookies.
Cookies. Summer or fall?
Fall.
Fall.
Fall. Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas or Halloween?
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Oh, you emo kid. Christmas. Pool or beach?
Neither.
Didn't we kind of do this? I said
neither. I hate them both.
It depends where.
That's like
right, it's a good point. It depends where. Well, Jersey Shore beach or an in-ground pool.
Oh, pool.
Cool. Ass or tits?
Don't do this to me.
Personality.
Personality is not an option.
Yes.
I'm a generous lover. I give both equal attention.
I think if I was a dude, ass.
Treadmill or spin bike?
Treadmill.
Treadmill.
Either one.
Steak you have to choose. The whole point is you have to choose. He goes either one.
I mean, I guess spin bike. Steak or ground beef?
Steak.
You prefer women with makeup or natural?
Natural.
I'll die on the sword. Makeup.
No makeup.
Okay, yeah. That was my this or that. I have one question.
That's the end of it.
Waffles. Pancakes for sure.
Oh. Waffles. Pancakes, I think. But it's not like a confident answer.
I got a 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like somebody just went on the internet and got these, but should I save them?
Just go through them.
All right.
Save them for what?
For later in the, like, in the thing.
Oh. Well, we don't have questions, so.
Yeah, one more question.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Burger or hot dog?
Fucking stupid question, obviously.
Burger.
If you pick hot dog, get fucked.
French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Fries, yeah. Peanut butter or jelly?
Peanut butter.
Jelly, I'm allergic to peanut butter.
By default, so you don't die.
You were one of those asshole kids that growing up we had to have peanut-free zones.
No, like it wasn't. I think it was something that developed. Like it wasn't a whole. It wasn't like a thing because I just never had peanuts. I think I just like. Then once I had peanuts when I was like in high school, I had peanut butter and I was like itchy throat and.
Anaphylactic shock.
All of that. EpiPen in the face.
Yeah. When I was in high school, they started having a peanut-free zone. It was just plastered in one corner of the cafeteria.
It's weird. Yeah, I'm not like bad. I just don't eat it because it makes me itchy, and then I have to take Benadryls, and it's not fun.
I know, Darwinism. If you fucking if you can't handle peanuts, you should probably shouldn't be here for that long.
I know, it's true. It's true.
pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Apple.
Pumpkin.
It's a tough one because, like, I don't know. Depends on how I'm feeling, but I think apple pie.
Carrabba's or Olive Garden? What the fuck is so stupid?
They both suck.
Neither.
I would say, we have to pick one. I say Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Okay.
I guess Olive Garden.
McDonald's. Taco Bell or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
What? Another stupid question. McDonald's.
Chicken nuggets or chicken fingers?
Chicken fingers.
Fingers.
Yeah, I agree. Coke or Pepsi? Coke. Oh. That's a good one. I knew that. That's a hard one. Coke.
Oof.
Wait, tough. Why is it? Why is it?
I've always been a Coke guy.
Do you like Pepsi?
Because yeah, well, I just recently we got Pepsi because it was on sale, and I didn't realize it was actually really good.
I like Coke. I don't like Pepsi.
So I die Coke.
That's cute.
I'm gonna go Pepsi on this one.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Pringles or Lay's?
Pringles.
I would say Lay's. Gatorade Zero or Powerade Zero?
Gatorade.
I would say Gatorade Zero.
I don't know if I've ever had a Gatorade Zero. Really? I only ever had Powerade. Yeah.
That's weird.
America's Got Talent or American Idol?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I would say that. Simpsons or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Neither.
Xbox.
PlayStation, because they have better exclusives.
Fair enough. Marvel or DC?
Neither.
Not neither, but I click DC because that's where Superman's from. They have the same last name.
Sun Chips or Doritos?
Doritos.
Doritos.
And Sam, I'll tell you why. Because when Nina was pregnant with Vienna, I had to go out at fucking 2 a.m. to Wawa and get her fucking Cool Ranch Doritos. And my fat ass ate them too at 2 a.m. So I'm like, if I'm getting these, I'm fucking
eating. Of course you did. Oh, Mr. Goodbody came and asked his question.
Okay. All right. We're done with
this. There was a few in here.
I had ass or tits too. I got that too. All right, let's see. Where are we at here? All right. He said an explanation for a client who gained 6 pounds in a cut with no cheats.
Well, did this client get any type of additional compound added to their program, like a PED? Did they get any type of big change in their training? Did they implement like HIIT or something that they're not used to where they could be holding water?
Where's their sleep?
Are they sick? Yeah, how's their sleep?
Stress as wait, well.
Is this you? Natural? This isn't you, Mr. Goodbody, right? It's not him.
Well, I guess the first question, since you're here, what variables were added recently, if any?
All right, so if it's not you, dude, and that's a client of yours, that motherfucker cheated and they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I had this. They're 12 pounds and how? What was the time, or 6 pounds, what was the time frame? Like, was it overnight or a week or? I bet they probably cheated 100%.
It's not like it was 3 pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like randomly, which
what
could easily be water from stress or whatever, anything. 6 pounds. Okay, they what they did was they got fucking 3 McDoubles.
Wait, is he answering in the chat? I don't see anything.
A large fry, the Matt Morgan special.
It's because you didn't answer the yes or tits question.
I did. I said if I was a dude, ass.
He said, damn it.
Legs to break.
Yeah, no, I think they cheated, man. Like, if you gave them a refeed or back-to-back, dude, and, like, you know, when do you implement refeeds? How do you determine how much of a refeed they do?
And that's my client, Chris. So, Steve, you actually met him last year. He came to Easterns, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Chris. He's 7 weeks out of Lehigh Valley. Actually, he's doing his first show.
You're coaching him?
Yep.
So, usually the refeeds, I mean, again, it's obviously person-dependent, but especially when someone's metabolism's cranking and you're starting to push the food lower, you're going to want those, you know, those metabolic spikes and even those breaks, right? So the cortisol is not driving up too high, you know, and when though, I mean, it really just depends again. Like, I mean, fucking Matt, you had two high days in the whole prep last year, you know, like some people just need that. But again, it comes down to learning someone's body. Whereas like I've seen people, and not just a client of mine, like in general, like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my God, you're the new Tammy.
I've seen clients, like I said, not just mine, but like other coaches prepping people where like they don't need a fucking refeed until they're 3-4 weeks out, you know? I would say if things stall and somebody's like doesn't need a full diet break, right, to pull stress off again, where are the other variables? Like we just said with the other, where's sleep, where's stress levels, cortisol, all that. And then how to determine how much of a refeed to give, again, is really just going to determine on where were you at in the off season, top peak food wise, right? Where is their food right now? A lot of refeed is when you give it is data too, right? Like, okay, I just say their food's at 150 carbs and you doubled it and gave them 300. They gained say 4 or 5 pounds and they're 8 weeks out. Okay. They might not need that much to, you know, the visuals to refill and, you know, and then where were they at 2, 1, 2, 3 days after, right? Did they go back down to their base weight before it? All that. So I think so much goes into that. It's not just a clear cut answer. Like Matt, your fucking high days went up, were kept going fucking up and up the closer you got.
Yeah, we were over like 1,000 grams of carbs by the time we were like 2 weeks out.
Easily.
It was actually disgusting.
It was so much. And then you would just gain 0.6 pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, the most important thing that you said is the data, right? Like if you have a coach give you a refeed and he's not asking for pictures and weight a day, 2 days later, and your weight the entire week, like it's a big red flag because they're just guessing at that point.
Yeah.
Anything to add to that, Marina?
No, just like thinking about it as like building up fatigue and then like rinsing that fatigue off is like how I like to think about it. And you can't really anticipate that. It's just, you got to look and like tell and know your client.
Right.
You got a good question from Katie Smith. Started playing sports after not playing since 2017. My knees make me feel 80 years old. Any recovery / pain management recommendations? Epsom salt baths are not an option.
So that's my client. She doesn't have a tub. But yeah, she just started, I'm assuming she's talking about softball. She went back into softball. So I'm assuming that that's what she's talking about. But Steve, you're the expert on this. Yeah, well, I guess Tim management. Is.
So low, you guys. So I would say like, if she has a cryo near her or like a cold plunge access, definitely that has, honestly, I feel a difference with my knees after I sit in the cold plunge for just 3 minutes. And that's not even an exaggeration. So I would say that BPC and TV, if like, this is somebody who is willing to obviously put like a diabetic needle, like near that area. Right. Those work wonders.
That's actually not a bad idea.
What is the main issue there? If it's arthritis, then TB and BPC are not going to help.
Yeah.
You know, if there's, say she has a torn meniscus, absolutely. BPC and TB, right? Just doing, say, 500 a day, right? For a long term, like longevity, that should help that. But do you know what's wrong with it, Marina? Or is it just like wear and tear arthritis?
No.
Stretching. I think it's just one thing I found too, is she asking for her training too, Matt? Like within her training, not to have
the pain? I don't see the questions.
Yeah, I don't see that one at all.
No, it doesn't say anything about training. So, Katie, if you're in here, give us a little bit more detail, right? Like, do your knees hurt just while you play softball or after softball? Do your knees hurt when you train?
Yeah, because like one thing I've done with my training, just you know, is I always just do my squat movement last. And I mean, I've always done that anyway, but it's more so justified now with the arthritis I have from my Lyme disease and my knees. And, you know, I've had clients who have knee pain too, like say like, hey, listen, let's move your leg press movement, whether it's a double or single leg, first as the bulk movement and move the squat pattern movement last. And then a lot of people say it helps a ton. I notice a difference personally too, but warming up, foam rolling, get a fucking lacrosse ball and just foam roll the shit out of your calves, your hamstrings, and like your lower quad to loosen the area. Deep tissue work, obviously, and just stretching too. If it's for training purposes, just really make sure you're warmed up. There's like a ton of different things you could do with like a band, right, wrapped around like the rack around your hip area and stuff to like loosen things up. Make sure your hamstrings are loose. So,
and I would say the first thing you should do is try and get it like properly diagnosed as to what it actually is, right?
Yeah, an MRI.
Because sometimes, yeah, either, you know, if you can get an MRI, because that'll tell you straight up what's going on in your knee. But oftentimes, like if you even go see a physical therapist, they'll analyze more than just your knee, right? Like your knee pain could be attributed to imbalances in your hips and your lower back and all these types of things, right? So I would go see somebody and try to get a proper diagnosis so you could start addressing the actual problem.
She could have you might have calcium deposits too, like on your patella tendon. I had that in high school and they had to suck them, like arthroscopically suck them out with like a tube.
You had to suck your knees.
I have a visit.
There to suck him.
What are you doing? Okay, come here. She just had a
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, you said
she found her voice.
She's talking.
The dog.
Hey, Trent. Say Trent.
Hey, Trent. Oh, my God.
You're not going to say it? Okay. Where's the pain, too? Like the top, the sides, the bottom?
She's scared.
It's an hour of hi.
Hi. Hi. That's a whole podcast. Yeah. Oh, she's too cute.
Yeah, where the pain, too. Oh, go play.
You
know? Okay. Bottom of the knee and then behind where the leg. Yeah, so it's probably your patella.
Now my chat doesn't work. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I feel left out.
It's probably she said bottom of the knee and then behind like where the knee bends.
We got some good questions in the little question box here.
Where at?
If you hit the little question button next to the share button.
How long?
So Mo figure, IPB Pro Mo figure. Yeah. How long do you eat before leg day? And usually what does that consist of? It's how long before.
Nothing is different from my leg days versus upper body. I have a fast digesting carb, protein, lighter on the fats. Like chicken and rice, a little bit of coconut oil, cream of rice and chicken. I haven't had ground turkey in a while, but ground turkey and rice, very basic.
And how long before you're training to eat?
How long? Like minimum an hour before. If it's too close, if I like eat and then immediately leave, I'll like walk on the treadmill before because I cannot train right after eating. But yeah, just like about an hour before.
Yeah. I just do isolate, cream of rice, fruit, and some honey.
You're pretty much the same thing, plus juice. And a banana.
Juice?
And
like apple juice?
Yeah. <for juice. laughs> but I before leg day, I got to eat an hour and a half before I put on up, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. 30. I mean, I'm usually eating that meal at like 7, 9:30. And like 11:30. Yeah, it's like an hour before. 60, 75 minutes.
In the morning, I'm so not hungry. And like, I wake up. This is my morning routine. I wake up. I'll spare all the bullshit, but drink like almost a liter of water. Take some pills. Take my GH. Take insulin. Eat my pre-meal. And then I just chill for like 40 minutes before I go to the gym. Because that early, like I don't train as early anymore. There's a gym that opened up closer to me. I could get there pretty quick. So I train at like 5:30 now. I give myself like an extra hour of sleep. But even that early in the morning, I'm going to throw up if I just have, if they're eating. I'm like forcing the food down, y'all.
That's craziness.
That's not so bad. I was doing in prep. I was.
But yeah, that's so crazy.
I'll never forget my alarm was set at like 3:45, like 6, 7, 8 days out, just to plan the food. And then I would go back to bed for an hour and then wait. I mean, my adrenaline was so high that week, it didn't even matter.
My brain just wouldn't work.
I mean, I guess I would wake up and just be looking forward to it.
It was exciting. Oh. I want to prep. Fuck this off-season shit. What else do we got?
I want to eat a cheesesteak.
Oh, these are the questions that you got in your stories. That's the questions that pop up here.
No, I got more than this, though.
Well, this is just like a few of them. Snapshot.
Oh, that's weird. All right. Best ways to raise low estrogen levels, natural or with supplements? So, Marina, do you want to go first? Just being a
female? Can you fix your hormones?
Yeah. We used, to bring up estrogen, we used standardized cystanch. That'll help bring estrogen up. Don't exactly know the science behind it. I don't know if, Steve, you know. But that is a supplement, natural supplement that...
Marina, you cut out. What did you use?
What?
Stench. She said she uses stench.
Standardized... No, you cut out. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you cut out.
I can hear you.
Okay. We used standardized cyst stench to bring estrogen up. Don't know the science behind that. I don't know, Steve, if you know. But that's natural.
So,
hashtag natty.
Yeah, so seen that life extension makes it, right?
Life extensions, yeah.
Yeah, so I know a few other things too. Like, I guess if we're talking from a supplementation standpoint, right? I know boron, black cohosh, right? DHEA, chasteberry, and red clover. I know those are all really good over the counter. And then if we're talking like, I guess, do you want to like touch on food too? Like different foods, I guess, right? We could.
Sure.
You know, things like soybeans, flax seeds, I know are good. Various fats like almonds, different nuts, right? Oatmeal, I know. Soybeans. Overall beans too, I know are good. I know when Johnny, like in his mentorship too, he does teach a lot about like when somebody needs to bring up estrogen, sometimes fasting for a certain amount of time and low carb.
Yeah,
I think the way he explained it to me was just because it lowers your insulin. And like the insulin increases the androgens in your body as a woman. So, which in turn is going to obviously indirectly lower estrogen. So I know he said sometimes he'll do that. But again, I remember specifically he was teaching me that it really just depends on the severity of it too. Let's see. I have a standardized cyst chain thing up right here. Let's see. How much did you take? 500?
I don't remember. I think it was like 500. It was like
Matt, one or two capsules.
No, you hit on what I was going to say. DHEA is like a really good one.
Yeah, very
do good. Do some pie doses on that one.
Yeah, so the cis chain pretty much rids free radicals, maintains a healthy nervous system function. So obviously you can see where that would help your hormones for sure. All right, cool.
All right. What are
you? When people are alive.
That's just
weird.
can't top that. When
Steve, you can't even answer this because you train your fucking shit.
Yeah, but I've been in a gym enough to know, like. So the reason the pet peeves in the gym are what led to the shit, like, which should tell people enough.
Tell us more.
It's just groups of kids, the disrespect, no one re-racking their shit, five kids on a fucking machine, talking, recording, not training hard, the guys wearing less clothes than the girls. Like, where the fuck do you, like...
Dude, I was at the gym the other day, and there's this kid. He's probably like 6 foot, maybe like 18, 19 years old. Old. Probably like 170 pounds soaking wet.
That's disgusting. And he's
my point exactly. The gym
with his tripod posing. Like, I actually, like, I swear to God, I actually almost like said something. Like, dude, you build some muscle before you even take your shirt off.
Or just go in like, the fucking and, locker room dude, and pose. Like,
yeah, like, I don't. I'm a fucking pro bodybuilder, and you will never see me take my shirt off in the middle of the gym, ever. Unless maybe I'm doing like an actual professional photo shoot. But I have never once in the past 2 years of competing, even prior to that, back in the day when I used to compete, never once took my shirt off in the gym and started posing.
A fucking etiquette.
It's weird.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking weird, man. Like, nobody wants to see your shit. But what else are my pet peeves? I can't fucking stand when people do their sets standing in front of the dumbbell rack.
Oh yeah, that's bad too.
I'm like, I don't really care too much about that.
Yeah, but what if I'm fucking dumbbell pressing 140s and your fucking dumbass is standing right in front of the rack where I and I
Yeah,
so I can sit myself up and I stand up. It's fucking hideous standing right there. It's mad fucking annoying. Well, dude, so in the one gym I go to in Deer Park, where you the benches are all bolted right in, and you got like maybe a foot and a half between the rack and the benches. So when people do it, it's like actually fucking retarded. So I just dump my weights every time. Like, I'll take out ankles all day. I don't give a shit. If you're that stupid, like, you deserve it.
Yeah, I think
so. That's one.
I think too, when a lot of people don't get to is like when you're pressing weight, like even the say the 50s are heavy for someone, right? Relatively speaking, like bringing them down on like when you're at failure and then putting them on your lap, like you're just asking to tear your back, like you know.
Yeah, sometimes you do have to dump them for sure.
Yeah, of course. Oh, no flubbers here.
No flubber.
I can't see anyone.
My pet peeve is that no flubber is not in the gym with me.
He should come to your shed, Steve.
Well, does anybody actually know Milf Lover in real life?
I don't know who he is. I have no fucking clue who the kid is.
I also hate when people don't respect equipment. So the same kid that was fucking posing in the gym that I was saying, he was using the hack squat prior to taking off his clothes and posing. And he was just dropping it and slamming it on at the bottom every single time. It's like, dude, it's the only hack squat in the fucking gym. You're going to break it. Like, have some respect for the equipment, man.
Sure. All right, what else we got?
Top three tips for a first timer in contest prep.
Let your coach. And the other two don't matter because let your coach handle the rest.
Yeah, I mean, you're
good
not,
one. Like, that's good.
I would say make sure financially you're good. Bill Flower. You see what he
what
said?
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, I'm in Steve's shed right now. See you guys. I got to go back there and train. I would say make sure financially, right, you're in a spot where, like, the prep is even feasible. So, like, you're not coming out of it just, like, in debt, right? Like, that's the last thing you're going to fucking do. Make sure the relationships that you hold dear to you are stable around you, because they will take a strain if it's especially your first time and you have no idea how to react when you're, like, grumpy, cranky, irritable, and all that. I think those two are, like, huge. And do not slack the fuck off at work.
Dude, I got to expand on the fucking being a little bitch during prep, dude. That's my biggest pet peeve about bodybuilding, dude. So, oh my God, there's a very popular coach. I don't even know why he's a popular coach. That always makes these posts that go viral, stories that go viral. And one of them is him going on about being fucking like 2 weeks out. And he's like, you merely exist and blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro, shut
up. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, dude. It's Dynamite D. I don't care. I'll call it out because I've said shit to him about it in the past. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like,
who is it?
You are Dynamite D. Like, you're choosing to do this. Like, he posts a lot of other great content. Yeah. Like, I'm not shitting on the guy. Like, we've had back and forth about it. But, like, he does post a lot of content about that. And it's like, dude, you are choosing to do this. Like, to your point, like, don't let this fucking make your relationships miserable. Don't let it make you fucking suck dick at work. Like, you're literally eating six times a day. There are people in other countries that don't even have fucking clean water that wake up happier than you do. Yep. Like, you're just not cut out for it. If you can't fucking handle it, you are not cut out for it. I hate that. Bodybuilders are so fucking soft. Like, get some real fucking problems in life before you wake up a miserable little bitch because you're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yep. Yeah, I think you guys nailed it. Yeah, you guys nailed it. The only thing I would add is keep your eyes in your own lane. Don't compare yourself to others. Just focus on yourself. Do what your coach says. And don't be a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, don't take advice from other people when you have a coach. Just listen to your coach.
Yeah.
I agree. Got anything else?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I don't know. So you guys want to do... Marina, Google some more of this or that, so we have like 5 more minutes. Because I think...
Okay.
Like less than 40 minutes to my phone.
Oh, wait, that was the last question? Okay. Giving the people what they want. This is Room Mom Rescue? What the hell is this? 400 plus this or that questions. Wait. Okay. Ready? We already did that. Apples or oranges? Apples.
Apple.
This is stupid. Milk or juice? You can't compare the two.
Just for babies.
Milk is for little babies. chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream? Vanilla. Chocolate.
Oh man, I guess. No, I don't even know because you put whatever the fuck you want in.
Grilled cheese or BLT?
Grilled cheese.
Ooh, this is a good one. Fancy restaurant or fast food truck?
Fast food truck.
I think fast food truck. That's fun.
Yeah, fast food truck. Yeah.
Zoo or aquarium?
Zoo.
Aquarium.
I think zoo.
I feel bad for the animals in the zoo, though. They're so miserable.
Yeah. The aquarium, too?
I mean, at least I feel bad for, like, the intelligent ones, but the fish I don't give a shit about. They're stupid.
True. Amusement park or water park? Amusement park.
Water park.
Camping or hotel stay? Hotel.
The fuck? Wait, what was it? Hotel or what?
Camping or hotel stay?
Oh, yeah, hotel.
Well, are we just like going to a Red Roof Inn or are we going to a resort? Like, come on.
Who knows? Wait, did you answer?
Hotel.
Yeah. Big city or small town? Small town.
Small town.
Depends on the city.
Small town.
No, I'm gonna say big city.
Road trip or plane?
Neither.
Yeah, fuck that.
I think road trip. Road trip. This is stupid. This one's stupid, so I'm going to end it on this one. Hot air balloon ride or submarine?
Submarine's freaked me out.
Remember that one that imploded like a year ago or something?
Yeah, the one that those fucking millionaires paid somebody to make in their backyard.
Literally, they were going to see the Titanic. I would do hot air balloon. I've never been on one. Steve?
That scares the shit out of me.
I was going to say, you definitely would get anxiety.
Dude, yeah, well, it's a pretty easy answer. I mean, a submarine, you're in the, under the ocean. That's
Yeah, but a hot air balloon.
But the hot air balloon is all the way up in the sky. Like, their boat's pretty scary.
Yeah, but would you rather die like that, falling out of their hot air balloon, or would you rather like drown or implode?
Rather die by a great white just eating me?
No, you'll implode in a submarine.
All right.
Yeah, this seems sketch.
Okay. Last one, because I just watched The Hunger Games. Harry Potter or Hunger Games?
Harry Potter sucks.
I've never seen
it. I don't know. I think Hunger... I think Hunger Games.
I would have to say Hunger Games because I've only seen that. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Okay, well, Hunger Games wins then. All right, are we done? All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you next week. Actually, send us questions or send me questions next week because you guys suck. All right. Peace. Where's the stop?